Breakfast.
Weekdays from 6.
With Matthew Abraham and David Bevan.
On ABC Radio Adelaide.
Let's go to Chris Yeoman, political editor of the ABC. Welcome, Chris.
Matthew, David, good morning.
Chris, I bet you're glad you've got your degree paid for now in the bag.
It was a while ago.
Well, I don't have
exactly
one.
From a sandstone institution. You know, it was the Nepean College of Advanced Education in those days, and I went there because it was close to my security guard job.
And what was your degree?
Yeah. I did communications, but, you know, it was the first year of a communications degree at the Nepean College of Advanced Education, and can I say, not stellar, really.
It wasn't the best.
They probably improved. It's now the University of Western Sydney. I hope they're better at that sort of stuff than they were then.
You'd be their proudest communications graduate, I'd think, Chris.
Look, if people recall that I'm now attached to the University of Western Sydney, but I don't, as some of my confreres did later on, say I went to the University of Western Sydney. Now, I'm a proud graduate of the Nepean College of Advanced Education.
Mm-hmm. I like those colleges of advanced education. Yeah. They didn't get ahead of themselves.
No, they didn't.
No.
Yeah, Chris, there would be a lot of disgruntled students or would-be students this morning thinking, hang on, I'm going to have to pay more, I'm going to have to pay sooner, and chances are it'll effectively be an online course anyway. I'll be lucky if I actually get a lecturer standing in front of me in a lecture theatre delivering something. It'll probably be done online. I'm a little upset. That's what they would be thinking.
Yeah, look, no doubt students who are going in next year. If, of course, all this is under the caveat of if it clears the Senate, which is, of course, a very high hurdle for this government on almost anything it tries to achieve. But yes, the headline from this is that students will pay more, they'll pay sooner. So $55,000 was the point, the salary point at which the help repayments would have to start being repaid. Now it's $42,000. Fees will go up between an average of $2,000 and $3,600, and universities will get less money from the Commonwealth, around about $2.8 billion over the next couple of years. However, it is a significant improvement on the first bid in this particular auction by the Abbott government, which was a 20% cut in money to universities and the complete deregulation of fees, which the Labor Party, of course, successfully argued whether or not it was going to be the case, would see fees rise to $100,000 under this scheme. The minister saying any four-year course, the most a student will repay is $50,000.
Chris, is this wrapped up in the budget or is this separate? In other words, I mean, because we know they've finally abandoned the so-called zombie measures from 2014, I think. Hmm. So is this...
Yeah, well, look, this government's the only government on earth that doesn't know how to kill a zombie, given there are so many zombie movies out there. They apparently missed that lesson, but yes, this was one of the zombie measures.
Okay. So this would be, is this run through a separate legislation or is it part of the budget?
Oh, it's part of the budget.
Okay.
The thing that was intriguing about what the government did last night, normally they dribble things out in bits and pieces. In fact, they gave us the whole education document, which was released at 7 p.m. last night because the education minister was speaking to the university vice-chancellors in Parliament House and giving them a detailed breakdown on how this is going to work. And look, it is at least a sign that the Turnbull government is trying to get ahead of this. And the minister himself has said he's already talking to senators about trying to get this passed. So certainly the government's trying to take control of a debate for once.
But is anybody seeing this from the point of view of the student? Because universities seem to be flushed with money, like serious amounts of money. They're the only ones in Adelaide at the moment who've got any money. They're putting skyscrapers up on North Terrace. And vice-chancellors are paid an enormous amount of money, more than local government CEOs.
Well, almost as much as the CEO of the ABC.
That's right.
So, but not quite.
So is anybody looking at it from that side of the equation?
Look, I'm sure that people are. You have to think about where universities' funding comes from. Now, a large chunk of it does come via the Commonwealth and via students, by fees that are paid, by money that comes directly from the Commonwealth. But a huge chunk of the money that universities have now also comes from international students. They've built a business model on getting international students into the country, and it's extremely successful. In fact, I think it's our third highest export now is students coming into Australia. So that's a great thing for the country. It also helps pour money into the coffers of local universities, which is a good thing. But, you know, the universities would argue that any cut to their funding from the Commonwealth will have an effect on the things that they do, including the research that they do, which is, you know, not just teaching students.
You're listening to Chris Yeoman, political editor of the ABC, talks to us here on ABC Radio Adelaide on Tuesday. Chris, the they're rolling towards a budget. This caper with good debt, bad debt, and it was that I quite like that. I think it was a Gadulka cartoon of Scott Morrison playing poker with Matthias Cormann, saying, "You're going to be the bad debt, and I'm going to be the good debt." And Matthias is thinking, "I knew you'd do this to me." Basically, yeah. Is this going to work? You know, it means you will have to shelve the debt truck, won't it? Well, you get a smaller debt truck, the bad debt truck.
Yeah, it means that the government is unable, actually, and looks mightily unable to try and bring this budget back into surplus. It'll say it's going to bring it back into surplus. It's struggling to do that. And, of course, if it's going to cut deep, then it's going to offend a lot of people. It's realised that. So now it's trying to struggle to build, dare I say it, a narrative around the way the budget will look in future. Will this work? Well, you know, how often has any argument run by this government worked? You genuinely, they're appalling at it. I understand the concept that, you know, that money spent on infrastructure is money that is pushed out across generations, so that if you are paying for that, everyone benefits. So if you're paying taxes in 20 years' time on a bridge, well, at least you get to use the bridge. The real issue that the Commonwealth's having is that at the moment we're borrowing for our recurrent expenditure, which is not a great thing. That doesn't mean that spending on health isn't a good thing. It just means if you're borrowing to spend on the money that you use for your day-to-day enterprise, then you are in the long term in trouble. But look, I think it's a ham-fisted, simplistic argument because it raises a whole lot of questions about what's good and bad. And people will say, what, you're saying that spending on disabilities is a bad thing? Mm. Well, clearly it's not.
Can you trace their problems back to that 2014 budget?
You can trace their problems back to an interview that the Prime Minister, the then opposition leader, Tony Abbott, gave to SBS, of all things, almost the night before the election, where he said there'll be no cuts to health, no cuts to education. And it went so far as to say no cuts to the ABC and SBS. It was a ludicrous proposition. And the problem that he'd set up for himself was that he said over and again that the problem for the Gillard government was not the budget deficit. That wasn't the biggest deficit. It was the trust deficit. And I actually think that he had identified, as Tony Abbott quite often does, a really serious problem for the Gillard government. You don't then go and try and fix the trust deficit by breaking every promise that you made in your first budget. They've never recovered from that. And look, it's constantly a series of retrofits, including with a new leader, to try and make things fly. And the whole operation is really held together with elastic bands and string, and looks like falling over at, you know, almost any time.
So it's a bit like the car you got. It looked great on the brochure, but you bought a lemon because of a few fundamental mistakes, and you've tried to fix it up ever since.
Look, you know, the thing is that you could have sold people a lemon back in 2013 if you'd said nothing, if you promised absolutely nothing. If you'd said that I'm going to be really mean, I'm going to be a nasty government, but I'm going to fix everything, and look, you're not going to like this, but this is what we're going to do, at least people would have known what they were buying, and I think they would have bought it. Yeah. I will never understand why you would make the daft comments that you made before that election, but hey, you know, it's done.
We never know
now,
do we? They you don't know how desperate they are. You don't know what, you know, what they're being haunted by. They want to get that extra percent. But as you said, you don't then turn around and trash it all in your first budget.
No, and that's anyway what they did. And the other thing that's remarkable is that the then Prime Minister, Tony Abbott, does not seem to be able to contemplate or understand his own mistakes. And therein lies a huge problem in trying to get back into the position that he's lost.
Chris Yeoman, thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Political editor of the ABC, a proud graduate of the Nepean College of Advanced Education's communications course. I think their proudest graduate. Chris Yeoman, Matthew Abraham and David Bevan with you on ABC Radio Adelaide.
ABC Radio Adelaide on 891 AM, digital radio and the ABC Radio app.